This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says significant achievement of Nepal's upcoming upgrade from a least developed country to a developing country elevates global image of the nation. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal instructs government to implement recommendations included in the report related to graduation based on priority. Indra Bahadur Bania, elected as Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Leader of Bagmati Province Assembly. District Government Attorney's Office in Bake files case against misappropriation of over 3 billion rupees in Karnali Development Bank. And waves reach U.S. West Coast after Russian earthquake as Japan lifts tsunami warnings. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed that Nepal's upcoming upgrade from a least developed country, LDC, to a developing country is a significant achievement and a matter of national pride. Responding to discussions on the study report on Nepal's upgrade from LDC to developing country 2025 in the National Assembly, Prime Minister Oli said the outcomes of the 15th and 16th periodic plans guided by the vision of a prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalis are visible. The Prime Minister highlighted positive signs of economic reform and emphasized that the goals of social justice, good governance and prosperity outlined in the 16th plan are aligned with the post-upgrade context. Prime Minister Oli said Nepal has been engaged in diplomatic efforts since last year to address the possible reduction in benefits and special provisions it currently receives from the United Nations, World Bank, European Union and other international agencies as an LDC. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal has instructed the government to implement the recommendations included in the study report on Nepal's graduation from a least developed country to a developing nation based on priority. A meeting of the National Assembly today unanimously passed a proposal seeking to discuss a study report regarding the Nepal's graduation from the least developed country to a middle-income developing country. Kamala Devi Panta, President of the Committee on Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance, tabled the proposal before the session. Indra Bahadur Bania has been elected the Parliamentary Party Leader of Nepali Congress in Bagmati Province Assembly. In the election held today, Bania defeated Chief Minister Bahadur Singh Lama by receiving 22 votes against 14 votes. According to the election committee, one vote was invalid. A total of 37 provincial assembly members participated in the voting. During the previous election held for the same post, Lama had been elected with 21 votes while Bania received 16 votes. A case has been filed at the Nepalganj bench of the High Court, Tulsipur, on Wednesday with the conclusion that there has been misappropriation of over 3.2 billion rupees in the Karnali Development Bank, which has its head office in Nepalganj. Following an investigation by the Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police, the District Government Attorney's Office in Bake filed the case at the commercial bench of the High Court, Tulsipur, in Nepalganj. According to Bal Bahadur Bishta, the information officer at the Nepal Guns bench of the High Court, Tulsipur, the case names 109 individuals as defendants, including four who have already been arrested. The total amount of embezzled funds is determined to be 3.20 billion 1,154,157 rupees. Among 109 defendants, only four, the bank's founding chairperson Rajendra Veer Raya, founding member and former chairperson Pashupati Dayal Mishra, head of the finance department Ved Prakash Singh Thakuri, and former Nepal Rashtra Bank employee Bhuvan Basnet have been arrested. The remaining 105 individuals are absconding. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the electricity tariff for irrigation has been fixed at only 3 rupees per unit. Taking to his social media account today, Prime Minister Oli said the working of digging 500 deep borings has started in the Tarai and farmers will be charged only 3 rupees per unit of electricity for irrigation. Foreign Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba has shared that Nepal has been strongly raising the issue of climate justice in international forums. At a program in Pokhara's Kaski on Wednesday, Foreign Minister Rana expressed the view that Nepal should get compensation through fund for responding to loss and damage. Stakeholders have emphasized on the need for early warning system to help reduce weather-related multi-disaster risk. At a consultation organized by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology and the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, various speakers said that an early warning system is necessary to minimize damage as weather-related disasters have been increasing of late. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A flood from the Lende stream along the Nepal-China border in Rasuwa district last night damaged the Shapruvesi Rasuwagari road, leading a complete traffic disruption. According to Chief District Officer of Rasuwa, Arjun Powdal, the flood triggered soil erosion to Timure Dry Port, which had narrowly escaped the damages during 8th of July, devastating flooding from the same stream. The traffic movement along the route has been totally halted following the recent disaster. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Waves have reached the U.S. West Coast and tsunami warnings have been downgraded in Japan, Russia and Hawaii after a 8.8 magnitude earthquake off Russia's far eastern coast. According to the BBC, the earthquake which hit near Kamchatka Peninsula at about 11:25 a.m. local time on Wednesday is now of the most powerful ever recorded. The tremor, which had a depth of 18 kilometers according to the U.S. Geological Survey, is now of the strongest earthquakes ever on record. There are no reports on any injuries or fatalities, but photos from towns and areas around the far eastern coast of Russia show buildings destroyed, ports submerged, and people being evacuated by officials. Waves generated by the tsunami have started to hit American shores along Hawaii's islands and off the coast of Northern California. Nearly 2 million people in Japan have been ordered to evacuate in parts of the country. Indian and U.S. space agencies have launched a new satellite which will keep a hawk's eye on Earth, detecting and reporting even the smallest changes in land, sea and ice sheets. According to the BBC, data from the joint mission by Indian Space Agency ISRO and NASA will help not just the two countries but the world in preparing and dealing with disasters. To the 2,392 kg NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR was launched at 5:40 p.m. Indian time on Wednesday from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in South India. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the Tarai regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says significant achievement of Nepal's upcoming upgrade from a least developed country to a developing country elevates global image of the nation. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal instructs government to implement recommendations included in the report related to graduation based on priority. Inder Bahadur Bania, elected as Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Leader of Bagmati Province Assembly. District Government Attorney's Office in Bake files case against misappropriation of over 3 billion rupees in Karnali Development Bank, and waves reach U.S. West Coast after Russian earthquake as Japan lifts tsunami warnings. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.